podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Well, you look exactly like them.
Yeah, what do they look like?
One of them goes around with a black mustache.
So do I. If I had my choice, I'd go around with a little blonde.
I said one goes around with a black mustache.
Well, you couldn't expect a mustache to go around by itself. Don't you think a mustache ever gets lonely, Captain?
Hey, sure it gets lonely. Hey, when my grandfather's beard gets here, I'd like it to meet your mustache.
Well, I'll think it over. I'll talk it over with my mustache. Tell me, has your grandfather's beard got any money?
Money? Why, it fell heir to a fortune.
Hi, this is A.M. Early, and I approve this message.
Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
Dankcast.
In 2001, the world ended because three friends moved into a house together. Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House. By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways. Andy to Atlanta, Noah to San Francisco, and Tim to Los Angeles. Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies, TV, tech, politics, food, Disney, comics, Star Trek, Apple, or sometimes just stories of the good old days. These conversations are really raw, explicit, and yes, they do contain adult themes and content. This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners, not really anyone, but we listen anyway. When you hear this sound, that means there is a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If none of this, or me, has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast!
Episode bitches. 151, and we're feeling fun. Knee. In the pants. We should get that checked out.
151, you won't hear any puns. Oh, I can't. You can't make that promise, sir.
I just made it.
I will not. I refuse to deliver on that promise. If a pun
why?
Comes up,
why?
I
why
will
you gotta
deliver
ruin
it. Because I'm a pun master.
151, you can't see my buns.
See, I can deliver on that promise.
See, if this was the...
Unless he links you to a picture and is like, oh, check out this hot girl. And you click on it and it's just buns.
Well, you got me there.
Yep.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
The N in not interested in saying this.
We do this every goddamn week.
Come on, don't you know who the fuck we are by now?
There's brand new listeners.
You
There's
know
people
why.
I didn't even know were listening. Like
you
Nicole.
Know, those who know me know I'm the N in Tancast.
Did you know between the time this episode goes up and the time we record the next one, we will have had our three-year anniversary for Tancast?
I do know that.
I know that well. You want to know why? Because Andy invited me to a party.
What?
I don't know, party. Something. He invited
me. Oh,
calendar
I'd thing. Put it on the Tancast calendar and invited you guys to it.
Oh, are we supposed to do something?
No.
Oh, all right.
Good. Just so it will be on your Tancast calendar.
We're having a barbecue. You have a barbecue at your place? I have a barbecue at my place? We'll eat meats together, kind of, virtually.
Yeah, they installed a new barbecue pit at our apartment complex.
Ooh.
Do you like
Let's
that?
Let's all go there.
It looks like it could be good to
I've never known you to barbecue, Tim.
It's because you don't know me and my love of barbecue-osity.
I'm sure you like barbecue other people cook it. I've just never seen you barbecue.
I love to eat barbecue. If I have to facilitate the barbecuing, that's, you know, so much goose for the sauce. Sauce for the goose. Whatever, stop looking at me that way. Don't you have breastfeeding to do?
Yes, work them titties.
Anyhow. You should go out there and grill up some meat, Tim.
I'll get right on it.
Yeah.
You should get
Someday
your grill.
I'll invite you over for some sort of party.
You should get your grill buddy from Kevin Smith.
Fuck Kevin Smith.
Her?
The Hollywood Babylon podcast is now sponsored by some sort of grilling something or other.
Ah.
And I think it's very odd that he's now advertising a website for married people to have affairs.
Yes.
But tabling it in such a way that it doesn't seem so bad.
Yeah, he's like, no, it's just for people to hook
Don't
up.
You mean couching it in such a way?
No, he's tabling it. He's not couching it.
Is it the same thing, or are they different things?
No, tabling it means you're putting it away for later discussion.
Yeah, let's
All right,
table
yeah, let's table this. Gotcha, you're right.
Whatever, he's doing something with the furniture.
Furniture's getting moved.
He's chairing it. Oh, wait, no, that means he's the head of it.
Yep.
He's ottoming it.
I was just going to say ottoman.
Yeah, he's saying, like, people. Oh, you know, it's just a dating website, you know? It's just for people to meet people.
But the website advertises itself as, hey, if you are married and want to have an affair, you should go to this website. It's like,
is that
really?
Ashley Madison?
Yeah.
And yet, they claim, I don't know if this is true, they claim that they are the fastest growing social network site outside of Facebook. But I mean, anybody can claim whatever they want. Like,
yeah, I was going to say.
We are the biggest podcast outside of Adam Carolla. There, I've just claimed it.
What I want to know is, like, they
guarantee... Are you going to fact check me? Probably not. You're busy.
They guarantee anonymity? Oh, fuck. I can't
anonymity.
Say
anonymity?
Yes. But, like, how? Like, I almost want to join. Like, how do you do this? Like, seems like once you contact person, you're no longer anonymous.
No, Noah, you're still Black Stallion.
Black Stallion 69. Oh, that's the year I graduated.
And I'm White Thunder 4.5.
White Thunder.
Yeah.
And I'm the Battalion Stallion 1701.
What's that mean?
Oh, come on! It's a registry number from the Enterprise.
Oh, yes it is.
Oh, right! Like I fucking knew that.
But you gotta click through on my profile to find out why I'm 4.5.
Inches.
Pounds.
Nope. Come on, man. I'm attracting international clientele. Centimeters.
Metric system.
I go metric. I don't want those crazy Irish babes.
Are Irish babes crazy?
I don't know. I went with Irish for some reason.
Okay.
I think it was because Lipnicki, the kid from Jerry Maguire, was just on Doug Loves Movies, and he was in a play where he had to have an Irish accent.
Ah, Faith and Begara.
And then Sarah Silverman did her Irish accent, and it was horrible.
Wait, the kid from Jerry Maguire, like the little retired-looking kid?
Yes.
Special-looking
kid? I guess.
He looked odd.
All right.
That's all.
Well, he's fine now.
He's grown
up.
He just
had a big-ass head, Noah. That was it.
He's in a movie with James Caan coming out later this year,
wow.
So he's doing well.
All right.
I didn't even know his name. I haven't listened to the episode yet.
Well, you should listen.
I will.
Because they do, they're doing a category called Caan Artists, which is either Scott Caan or the other guy I just said, James Caan.
James Caan.
Didn't that come up before?
I don't know.
Or Caan Noonien Singh.
I think it did. I mean, a lot of things, he comes up and no one ever picks it. So, like, they disappear and come back up again later.
Like the Ernest movies, they kept coming back around for a while.
Yes.
Until someone finally picked one. It was funny, though, because, like, most of the year in for the Caan artist category, I'm like, there's no way any of these are Scott Caan. It's like 70s, 70s, 80s. I was like, unless Scott Caan appeared as a fetus.
maybe he picked, like, an 80s one to throw you on. Throw you off.
Throw you on, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
I'll throw you on.
For shizzle, my nizzle, drizzle.
If your nizzle's drizzling, you should really see a doctor.
Says you.
I like my nizzle to drizzle. For shizzle.
I use homeopathic remedies for my nizzle drizzle. That's so stupid.
Yes, it is.
Are you suffering from nizzle drizzle? You should talk to your doctor about Nizdrizzla. I couldn't think of something that sounded like a real medicine.
It should be done by the Nasonex B.
Oh, does your nizzle drizzle?
Shouldn't it be a black spokesperson?
Yo, motherfucker, I'm a black bee.
Hey, people, is your nizzle drizzling in?
Oh, no, you're right. I forgot how to market to black people.
Oh, that was epic. Oh, that was so funny because I so was not ready for that. No, just turned it up to 11.
That's right.
Ooh, should we do some tan laughs while we're in a good mood?
Sure.
Tan laughs!
Crap, I had it before I shut off my Internet Explorer. No, Internet Explorer. Heavens. Firefox. I'm pretty sure this one is from Tom, if I remember correctly.
Uncle Tom?
No.
Oh, okay.
His name's Tom, but I remember I called him Thomas once, and he wrote in parentheses, "It's only Thomas if I'm in trouble."
Maybe he's in trouble. Let's hear the joke.
All right. Last night I was watching TV on the sofa when I heard my wife's voice from the kitchen. What would you like for dinner, my love? Chicken, beef, or lamb? I said, "Why, thank you, darling. I'll have the lamb." She replied, "You're having soup, fuckhole. I'm talking to the cat."
Oh. Sadness.
Soup is delicious, though.
Ugh.
You like soup, Tim?
Really? You don't know about my barbecue love, and you don't know that I hate soup.
I do like barbecue. You just don't I've never seen you barbecue actual something.
Because there's always a way to get somebody to do it for you.
I was not worried about your dislike for soup, though. Any type of soup?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of soup.
Interesting.
How about
there's so
stews?
Many types of soup out there. Potato soup?
I believe it's Carlin who said soup is soup is food's last chance to be eaten. they just take all the leftovers, scrape it into a bowl of water, and then heat it up and go, here, give it a shot.
Fair enough.
That's all I got.
I can't argue with that.
I'm going to do a joke that was posted in our forums, but since not one visits our forums, or not forums, our comments, I will read it.
Did you say since no one visits our comments?
No, I said that since not everyone.
Oh, okay. Yes. Since no one's fucking doing it.
I think I know which one you're about to read, and I approve.
I approve as well.
Although, do we know how to say this person's name?
Is it Jihiro?
No.
Apparently people do sing to him, but we did it first, and we are least douchey about it.
Yes, I did see that email or comment. I can't remember how it came in. This one's a Norwegian fan.
We've had this explained to us before, haven't we? Ingvi? Ingvi? Something like that?
I think he has. And he wanted our email address, so here it is. It's fucktards@tancast.com.
Yeah, we should put it in a graphic or something on the website so that people can't scrape it, but people can still see it when they come visit the site.
Do they have graphical scrapers yet, Andy?
Yeah.
Oh.
But, I mean, Google already protects us from spam. All our email goes through Google. I really don't care if we just post it on there.
If we flash back 3 years ago when I had put my email address on the site, you're like, oh, let me whip out that spam.
I just figured our individual ones we wouldn't want to put up there. Well, I guess the fucktards one goes to all three of us, so that's even worse. What am I thinking?
What are you thinking?
I must be high.
You're thinking, oh, blah, blah, blah.
Apparently, those are the noises I make. See, in my head it sounds fine, but I'm sure by the time the fat filters it, it sounds like that.
Tim, are you having a barbecue tomorrow? Memorial Day barbecue?
Oh, yeah, count on it.
All right, sweet, wow. I'll be there.
Yeah, how please.
That was quite the off-topic little jump you made there, Noah.
Yeah, I was just thinking my barbecue would be delicious right now.
Okay.
I want Tim to grill some shit up.
Noah, your rich inner life does not remain inner for very long.
So I was eating at my grandma, right? When all of a sudden I started tasting donkey semen. I was like, aw, grandma, that's how you died.
Oh, that joke is horribly awesome.
Oh, I made the mistake of reading that one at work.
I would like to hear it. I'm sorry, Norwegian fan. I can't say your name. But if you can say it in Norwegian, I would like to hear that. And record it and send it to us.
Yep.
Oh, yes, please do.
Oh, and besides fucktards@tancast.com, it's also yourmom@tancast.com or Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com.
If you want
in to fairness, that's on the end of every episode every week.
I know.
Okay.
I thought I'd toss it in here, because by the time people get to the end of the episode, I mean, their brains are leaking out their ears. They've lost all will to live.
And they're excited, because it's almost over.
Yeah, and then they shut it off. Like, it's just Tim again. Fuck that.
Fuck Tim.
Can't listen to that guy.
He's a douche.
Never cared for him. I keep hoping for Ancast again.
That was epic. Loved it.
My dog wants to come inside.
Excellent. Well, while Noah does
Let's all go inside with Noah's dog.
Let's all scratch Noah's legs. Then get yelled at. So this series of Tan Laughs comes from Joe quite a while ago, and could be a repeat, but I'm going to go with it anyways. Who gives a shit?
Damn you.
Why did Thor give men penises?
You say
I
Thor?
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
So they'd always have at least one way to shut a woman up.
Did Thor create humans?
No. Why did Thor invent yeast infections?
I don't know.
So a woman would know what it feels like to live with an annoying cunt.
Noah, just so you know, Andy's replacing God with Thor.
No, actually, Joe replaced God with Thor.
Don't tell me your lies.
I will forward this to you.
I will forward you lies.
Of course, I could always edit it because there's nothing to prevent me from scrolling down and changing text. But
I knew it. You're filled with blindness.
How do you make a hormone?
Put sand in your Vaseline.
Cut her tits off.
Well, that'll work as well.
That'll definitely do it.
Horrible.
Yep.
That is it. Oh, okay. Yep.
And for anybody who thinks that those were horribly sexist, Joe's a lady.
As far as we know.
As far as we've been told.
Yep.
None of us
totally
have done any,
to
what
everything
you would call
you guys just said.
In-depth research on it.
Tim's busy whispering to his wife.
What?
Busy whispering to her titties.
I think he was I'm thirsty. Squirt a little in my mouth.
You were awesome before, but now you make food.
All right, now you've given Noah an asthma attack.
Do crackers come out of your vagina?
Did you say crackers?
Yeah.
Since it's milk coming out the top, wouldn't you want cookies out the vagina?
All right. Do cookies come out of your vagina?
If it was cheese out the boobies, then crackers. Absolutely.
There's a joke right there, but my wife is right in the room. I'm not going to say it. Crackers don't come out of the vagina, but a half cracker came in the vagina. She gave me a thumbs up and beelined it out of the kitchen. By the way, it was a sarcastic thumbs up, as in, this is why I don't like your fucking podcast.
Oh, man.
I'm surprised not one of you made that joke. It was just sitting there.
Oh, no, that was brilliant.
All right, brilliant might be a stretch.
Brilliant in his simplicity.
How is your baby? He's getting plump, isn't he?
I guess.
He looks plumper in the pictures I saw.
It was funny because it was a pretty old picture that you saw of him.
He didn't look as wrinkly as when I first saw him in person.
The wrinkly wears off.
Well, because he wasn't making his furrowed forehead face. He looks more wrinkly.
He's still pretty wrinkly.
Oh, well, yeah, he does it when he raises his eyebrows, or what he has of eyebrows. He gets the.
He's like, "Do you smell what the baby is cooking?" The baby's cooking a big shit for you to clean up.
That's all he's ever cooking, is more poop.
One day he'll cook you some good food.
I don't know. Took 30-something years for me to cook for my mom. I don't know that I ever cooked for my dad. Sad. Now I feel like a failure as a son.
Good job, Tim. Why don't you cook him up a meal?
As you ought.
And leave it there.
Just sprinkle it in his ashes? Here you go, buddy. Nom, nom, nom.
That would probably blow your mind if they fucking start eating it.
Yeah?
I was going to say, if they do anything.
That'd be the last you ever hear of Tancast, because Tim would be in a mental institution and you two would never edit another episode.
We just post our raw audio.
Our Tancast will be 5 minutes long. Hey, I'm Noah. That's Andy. Let's tell some tan last. That was funny. All right, I'll see you next week.
All right, tell your mom I said hi. Yeah. So is Noah going to do a tan laugh, or are we all just going to sit here staring at each other's dicks?
He already did one. He did the one he read from the...
Are you getting Alzheimer's already?
Oh, yeah, I am.
I went to In-N-Out Burger. Not In-N-Out Burger. I went to Five Guys Burgers and Fries again. Mm-hmm. I stand by my statement, In-N-Out was better.
All right.
Yeah, but you can get more stuff put on it at Five Guys.
Yeah, I put some stuff on there. It didn't really add anything to it. Like, I wasn't like, oh, this is so much better.
Then you put the wrong stuff.
Possibly.
Well, I went to Sonic twice in the last week, and I can still say their milkshakes are awesome.
I love me some Sonic. I haven't been to Sonic in quite a while.
I enjoy their drinks, but they always fuck up my wife's burger. Always.
Like, they never fucked up my order.
At Sonic, no fry or no onions, absolutely no onions, no onions whatsoever, means drench that fucker in onions.
Maybe you should just learn to love onions.
If you can rub your hands in onions before you handle the bun, that would be great.
What Sonic are you going to, Tim?
I went to the one in Gilroy, and I went to the one in Tracy.
That's right, you guys don't have Sonic close. It's like a treat for you.
My Sonic's fairly close.
Oh, my Sonic's very close. I'm Noah.
I think it's closer than the one for Tim.
Yeah. It's like a half hour either way.
I could probably huck feces at my Sonic. In fact, I ought.
That's some onions for you, bitch.
I like their... Well, I said this before. Their Tex-Mex dog, which is not there anymore, but it was fucking delicious.
Oh, they got rid of the Tex-Mex dogs?
It was limited time.
I
wonder if they have any limited time options right now. So, you know what I've been doing this weekend?
Nope.
I've been not getting on my computer or watching any TV.
Really?
Or messing with my iPhone.
Wow. I played a shit ton of Portal 2. I'm like the zen opposite of you.
What'd you say, Tim?
I said, were we in a coma? What's the point of living?
Something Stephanie was doing, I was like, oh, I'll give it a shot. She's like totally disconnecting. She turned off her phone. It's fasting. I was like, I won't use my computer or watch TV or use my iPhone.
No, don't take your cues from her. She's clearly one crazy bitch. TV is awesome. Internet is awesome.
You
found porn in the real world, not just on the internet. So you may be a step ahead of me on this
one.
Yeah,
reality is broken for you. You stood toe-to-toe with naked people.
I wasn't toe-to-toe. I was keeping my distance.
You were toe-to-toe. You're like, bring it.
I don't want any of that shit on me.
What's your next move?
I stood right behind someone who had gunk all over hands. She was cute, though.
Noah's doing that move where it's like, oh, you can't see me. You can't see me. Oh, you look left. I move right. Ah.
Like, oh, I'm right behind him?
Yeah. And every time you look another way, you tap him on the other shoulder.
Yeah, it's just another one, because I am so, like, connected. It feels weird. Like, if the day feels so much longer.
Well, so what do you do?
I've been doing a lot of reading.
Masturbates.
What's wrong
with
you?
Just replacing one bit of entertainment with another bit of entertainment. Why is it better? I just don't like that arbitrarily we as a society have decided that reading is better than watching television.
I don't think reading is better than watching television per se, but I want to do more reading.
All right.
Fair enough.
And I haven't been for like a long time. So I was like, well, you know, I'll take a break from this and do reading. And for me, like with all the other stuff, I get distracted. Like I'll be on the computer. I'm like, oh, what's this over here? Or what's this over here? And like, I'm not really focusing on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just like, oh, you know, maybe it's time to focus on one thing and not get so distracted, you know, by everything else. I'm just going to do it for the weekend. I mean, I was actually thinking about doing it tomorrow, but I was like, maybe I will quit tomorrow.
Well, technically you've broken it already because you're using the computer.
I had to. But I'm not checking my email or anything. I'm just talking to you guys and that's it. Like, I'm not surfing the internet or anything.
That's going to be a whole different Tancast.
I know.
You're not going to interrupt with random things. Hey, did you know something happened?
Just not stuff I found on the internet.
Right.
Hey, Tim, have a barbecue.
Yeah, it'll just be, so, I was reading Shakespeare the other day.
No, I'm not reading that. I'm reading Devil in the White City.
I don't know what that is.
Which is about the Chicago's World Fair and, like, how it came about and was built, and then also the serial killer that was around the same time killing people that were going to the Chicago's World Fair.
Very good.
And it's like, you know, the guy researched it, so, you know, I think it's fairly historically accurate. I mean, I don't think he put any... obviously, there's probably some stuff that he had to add, you know, how people... what certain people did, because, like, there's no way he would know,
per se. So it is... he is doing it as a dramatized history.
Yeah,
historical novel,
I guess so.
Or whatever.
I mean, I guess he would have to, because there's no way he would know how certain conversations went down, I would think.
Yeah, so he's doing it as fiction. He's doing it as a novel, not as, like, a history. Like a...
yeah.
A book of, and then this happened, and then this happened, fact, date, whatever. He's getting specific words.
Although there
words
is a bunch of notes in the background, I guess, where he pulled certain information from. So it's a mixture of both. Like, there's a lot, you know, there's facts, you know.
Oh, no, I'm not sources. Trying to denigrate it. I totally respect that as an art form. The idea of really researching something and then also filling in the blanks with, you know, trying to tell a human story with sort of cold, dehumanized facts.
But I kind of like it. It's interesting. Like, and he switches back and forth between the serial killer and the architects building the World's Fair. And he talks about, you know, just like specifics of how they built things and, you know, different techniques they had to use to be able to build on Chicago, because I guess there's a lot of sand and the ground's not very solid, so they had to work out these different things to make sure the buildings would stay up.
That seems like a very odd juxtaposition.
It is kind of odd, but I like it. It's interesting.
Like in most novels, it would be you're jumping back and forth between the serial killer and the people chasing him, or the serial killer and his next victim, or something along those lines.
I mean, there's a mixture of that. You know, talks about his victims and, you know, kind of how people are wondering what's happening to these people that, you know, he's killing, but no one really suspects him because, you know, he's such a charming and warm fella.
Huh.
I can relate.
And then after this, I was going to read a Stephen King story. I can't remember the name right now, but it's about this competition where you have to walk. Like, at a certain age, you have to enter this competition where you have to just walk and walk and walk. And you have to, like, if you make it to a certain point... fuck, I can't remember the specifics of it right now.
You win a car?
No. Does that sound familiar? Do you read a lot of Stephen King, Andy?
I haven't read much Stephen King in years. It got to a point when I was, I don't know, 13, 14, where it seemed like all the time he was tossing in, like, really, really, really vivid descriptions of, like, little kids getting abused and, you know, like, people being hacked to death while being ass-raped and whatever.
Oh, that's
and at
good
a certain
times.
Point, yeah, at a certain point, I think I was a little too young to be reading as much Stephen King as I was, and it kind of got to me, and I sort of have never gone back since then.
So, no?
Not really. No. What I mean is, I used to read a lot of Stephen King, and I haven't in decades.
That's even better.
There you go.
There was ass rape.
I gotta say ass rape.
We had a detour past ass rape for that explanation.
Yep.
So, Tim, you think watching TV and movies and video games is just as valid as reading a book?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're reading a book, okay, not everybody's reading, like, you know, The Great Gatsby or something. And people are reading, like, you know, something with Fabio on the cover.
Right.
That doesn't make it any better than watching The Big Bang Theory. IMO.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it all depends on what you watch and what you read. There's certainly more educational stuff.
By the way, Tim, if we were sitting closer together, I'd slap you for saying IMO instead of in my opinion.
Well, that's why I did it.
OMG.
Lols.
WTF.
No.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Now, does FTW always mean for the win, or it means something else, right?
means fuck the world is also.
Yep. See, I hate it when people use it because I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? Like, do you mean for the win or do you mean fuck the world?
It's confusing, sir.
It means the same thing.
No, it doesn't. It means completely opposite things.
No, when you're using it in that sentence, you mean either this is for the win, like this is the greatest, or this has allowed me to win or whatever, or you're saying that fuck everything else, which at the same time is equating
I thought fuck
it
the
to
world
the
meant like oh shit everything's over all is
yeah,
lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh no.
Sort of like a FML.
Well, yeah, that would be different.
People use that way too much.
FML?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes they use it when shit is not that bad.
No.
Yeah. I got
a splinter. Man.
FML.
I thought this quarter was in my left pocket. It's in my right pocket. FML.
It's like, really?
Really?
Yeah. How about,
when you got
how about missing a limb?
In your penis, come talk to me.
Yikes.
Did either of you see that link where the guy had it? I think you saw it, Andy, right? With the guy with the bionic hand?
Yes.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Hand? Yep. Well, I mean, not awesome that he had to get electrocuted and lose all use of that hand and then have that hand surgically removed because it was, like, all, like, crunchy or whatever.
I still wouldn't feel so bad for myself. I mean, I guess you would. But, fuck, you got a bionic hand that can swivel 360.
Yeah.
At some point...
That was actually pretty badass.
They're going to put attachments on that fucking thing.
Is he going to... Can he wank with it?
Well, it was
yes,
his left hand, so
I wouldn't
that's...
risk it.
Yeah, did you see that Big Bang Theory when he had the robotic arm and he got caught on it?
Yes.
No.
That was a good episode.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like, you know, you can, you know, grab like a grape and not crush it. Like, it's supposed to be very,
tender,
sensitive,
specific.
Yeah, like, you know, not like, oh, I just crushed my penis. But
I'm not so much worried about crushing penis as just getting a good firm, but, you know, non-crushy grip, and then having it do a 360.
No, abort! Ah!
Honey,
drop
why
it,
is your penis shaped like a corkscrew?
I wonder if they can get like a pocket pussy attachment.
A fleshlight.
Fleshlight attachment.
Go gadget fleshlight.
Look, I'm fucking my hand.
But we are so close now to like just being able to pop it off and put on something else. Like here's my saw or my gun or something.
Oh yeah. No, see, I don't want to pop it off and have it go something else. I want to be like Trigun. I want to just morph into my gun.
Well, oh, come on.
We're a lot farther from that, dumb.
Yes. Talking about right now, sir.
The future's here.
Now, see, if they don't have to hack off your arms, if they can just hang the extra arms like underneath those,
they could.
That'd be nice.
I guess the attachment stuff can be worked out by people smarter than me. I just think having the extra set of arms that you can use at the same time.
Like you said below your other arms, right?
Yeah, below, above, doesn't really matter to me.
Like... Goron, is that his name? From
Goro.
Goro, Mortal Kombat?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or Doc Ock.
Yeah.
I'd like some Doc Ock arms from the movie.
Then you could really masturbate. You can masturbate other people.
Four of them.
You can make sure all the doors stay shut while you masturbate.
So I was in the work bathroom the other day.
Oh, dear.
And...
Wow, I'm a little afraid.
No. I wasn't masturbating.
Segway.
There's a little section for, there's a little shower in there. So you can go in the room. And I normally don't lock it because usually people see that the door is normally open. And if it's closed, you know, people assume people are in there. So this guy, I guess he didn't work in that building. I was changing. And I just finished changing, so he didn't see anything. But he opens the door and he pauses for a moment and like kind of looks me up and down and goes, oh, sorry, I thought this was the other door. And then closes the door. I'm like, that fucking took way too long. Like, normally you go, oh, sorry, close the door. You pause for a second there, sir. I think you did that on purpose.
Well, he had to look. He's like, oh, hello.
Hello, Black Stallion.
I'm not gay, but, you know, I could be convinced.
But put a beer six in me. Then put an
you,
intersex in
You put
in
up
me.
A compelling argument for gayness.
There's an argument.
Did either of you guys watch the season finale of Saturday Night Live last week?
No, that was with Timberlake, right?
Yep.
I watched some clips.
They did the next one for the two New Jack guys, the Dick in a Box series they did.
Was it as funny as the other ones to me?
I thought it was pretty funny.
I think why I thought it wasn't as funny is the song wasn't as good as the other ones.
Yeah, but they are singing about having a three-way with Lady Gaga, and that's pretty funny.
And they did do the helicopter.
Yes.
Was Lady Gaga in the video?
Yep.
Yes. Well, they weren't singing about having a three-way with Lady Gaga. She was playing the chick that they were having a three-way with.
Oh. Because that would be funnier.
Yes.
But yeah, I want to see more of them. They're generally funny.
Yes, they are.
Is that the third one or the fourth one?
I think that's the third one for those characters. There was Dick in a Box, there's Mother Lover, and then there's this one.
Okay.
Nothing will ever top Dick in the Box, I don't think.
Really? I thought Mother Lover was better.
Really? I did not. I've already forgotten it.
I love that one. Doggy style. And the, like, I'll never use a condom with your mom. That's hilarious.
Yes.
I'd forgotten about Dick in the Box.
Yeah, but I think there was just something for the level of surprise for Dick in a Box.
It's my dick in a box.
My favorite part is when Justin gets all, like, emotional about it at the end. Backstage at the VMA's a dick in the box. I'm like, damn, he is working.
Yes.
JT is... Man, I feel sorry for everyone else that was in, what, NSYNC? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. They did not blow up like he did.
They even made fun of it. They had a segment that they'd call, like, What's My Name or whatever.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the joke in this case was they had one of the guys, the other guys from NSYNC come out and ask Justin Timberlake what his name was. He's like, I'm not you, and I'm not Joey Fatone. Who am I?
He didn't do, like, JT.
Yeah, okay, like, backseat podcaster. I don't even know the other one's name. Like, I know Justin, Joey Fatone, and Lance Bass, but that's it. I know there's a fourth guy. Couldn't care less.
That was the one.
That was the one.
Oh, was it really? I think it was the other Mouseketeer, too.
He had a weird name, too.
It was like Chris something or other.
Oh, CJ. I think his name is CJ.
I'll take your word for that.
They actually said it, the whole thing, whatever it was.
Right. But they were both Mouseketeers at the same time as Britney Spears and What's Her Bucket? Christina Aguilera.
What's Her Bucket?
What's Her Bucket?
JC, Shazay, Justin Timberlake, Lance Bass, Joey Fat One, Chris Kirkpatrick. That's who it
that's
was.
That's what it is.
Oh, then that's not CJ.
Nope. JC is who you were thinking of.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Like, and they, you know, Lady Gaga was like, remembered like the one fan she met the one time, and you know, just to make, couldn't remember the girl's name that he just slept with last night.
Oh wait, there's five of them in NSYNC, isn't there?
Yep.
I didn't even shit. Oh, NSYNC.
That's called We Don't Give a Shit.
You know, I auditioned to be a Mouseketeer the same year that Britney and all them got in.
Did you really?
I could be a famous pop star. I did. I got a call back, but I didn't make it past the second round.
I don't think you ever told us this. You just told me.
Oh, well, it was on the Mouseldelgia podcast when I was on there.
They're like, he's cute, but is he white enough?
I don't listen to that.
Well, you're an asshole.
So wait, how old were you then?
That is a good question. It would probably be the... When did they start the Mouse Club? It was either late 80s or early 90s.
So it was before we knew each other.
Yeah. Yeah. They oddly enough, they didn't want, like, some dude in their 20s in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Singing bass. MICKEYMOUSE.
Hey, it's the Molester Mouseketeer.
Got that full-on Burt Reynolds stash, except you're not built like Burt Reynolds.
Do you remember
skinny,
what you did?
Skinny, lanky, kind of greasy looking.
What did I sing for the first song? I don't remember, but then I sang When You Wish Upon a Star for the second one, and they weren't down with that.
Ugh, again?
Like, boo!
They were throwing shit at me.
Crushing little kid's dreams.
You suck, no magic for
Disney
you.
California Adventure.
See that guy out there with the curly fro? His name is Justin Timberlake. He's gonna fucking blow up. You suck.
That's funny. I wonder if somebody, like, was... Because it was in San Francisco, so I don't know if any of them are from around here, like, originally. So that they might have been at that audition. But they might have been. I remember there was one girl who sang I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. She was so fucking loud, they heard her in the other room.
Wow.
But, I remember, my mom always loves to tell this story, because, like, she just thought, hey, that'll be cool, we'll go stay at... I can't remember what hotel it was. It might have been the Fairmont, might... not, but it was like some fancy hotel. So we stayed the night. She's like, we'll audition. He loves the show. It'll be fun. And like we get there and there's all these like stage moms who are super serious about it. Like we got headshots and we got like, and there's me and my mom sitting there and she's got like a Polaroid picture of me like, oh fuck, we are so, and like they're making my mom feel like when they take me into the room, they're making my mom feel like stupid. Like, oh, I don't know why you bothered. I mean, clearly, you know, my son has taken all these lessons and done this stuff. And he's
like they're actually saying that?
Yeah, they were, like, giving my mom shit.
Wow.
And then all their kids come back out. They're like, okay, that's it. You can go. And her kid, me, doesn't come out. And they're like, anybody, if your kid hasn't come back out, that means he's being kept for the next round. And she's like, yeah, guess we were really stupid to come down here, weren't we? Oh, enjoy those headshots, Dick's face.
I don't think your mom said that, but Austin.
No,
she
didn't. But I'm sure she felt. I'm sure she felt quite vindicated. Yeah. Like, oh.
She said it in mind. She's like, I just called you dick face in my mind.
But anyway, so there was this girl who sang I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. It was so loud, they heard – the parents heard her in the other room. Like, I remember we were all sitting there because at this point I had made it to the next round, and so we were sitting there watching the rest of the auditions. And, like, she's like, Renda! And I was like, oh, Jesus, God. And, like, all of us sat back in our chairs, and apparently in the next room they're like, what is happening in there?
I think somebody's killing a little girl. Did we make,
I think
make a mistake?
Somebody's killing Whitney Houston.
Is Bobby here?
As before, that joke would play, though.
I don't think it wasn't because it was true then.
I don't know. I don't necessarily know one way or the other.
For our younger listeners, Whitney Houston was a pop singer who got her ass beat. She got all crazy with drugs.
By the guy from New Edition.
Jesus, I forgot he was in New Edition.
I did too.
I never forget. I love New Edition.
New Edition is like Noah's 9/11. He never forgets.
You got to cool it now.
Because it was a it was an equal tragedy on the American landscape.
Oh, God, I hate that song.
Hey! New Edition was awesome, sir.
I'm not the hey!
By the way, if you ever have a chance to see The Goods, Live Hard and Sell Hard, or whatever it's fucking called, don't. It's not that great.
The Goods?
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, that was that comedy movie, right?
Yeah, with Jeremy Piven, where it's like they're like some car sales team that people bring in when they can't sell their cars, and they're, you know, they're that good.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it, you know, just for the heck of it.
Of course you did.
Excellent.
If you have Comcast cable, though, Long Kiss Goodnight is on demand for free right now.
Ooh.
I have it on DVD.
I don't anymore because you moved out. Well, technically I moved out.
That movie was so surprising on how good it was.
Yep.
That's a duck, not a dick.
I can't remember what his line was, like, where he's like, how'd you find me? And, like, Cox comes back with some funny line about how...
There are many reasons not to kill you, but among them is not that you'll be missed by NASA.
There you go.
I found the address next to what I can only assume is a picture of a man's penis.
Between a topless bar and a man's penis.
That's a duck, not a dick.
I like that he takes a look at it first before throwing it away. Like,
yes,
you seem to be correct.
And then there's the famous line about the dog.
Yes.
What's wrong with the dog?
Was that his mother? Did they have established who that lady was?
Just some lady he was dating.
She was really old, though.
Yeah,
she
that's was. What I was thinking. Like, maybe that was his cover.
Maybe he was playing older than he was.
Maybe.
Like, he was playing older than the actor was. Yeah. But the character was actually that old.
Oh, gotcha. But, yeah, what's his name? Had a lot of funny lines, Samuel Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? I hope not, because I'm thinking how much my dick hurts.
It's a big fucking gun. This ain't no ham on rye, pal. What are you doing? Saving your life. Would have been here sooner, but I was thinking up that ham on rye line. And now it's Long Kiss Goodnight Theater on 10K.
I like the one about the titties.
What?
For those, you got time to see them coming. You got time to check your hair.
Shit. That might have been where I fell in love with Samuel Jackson.
Yep.
How could you not?
I submit to you that it's impossible.
I like when the main killer guy comes to, his name's Tim, coincidentally enough. Yep. He comes to get to Samuel Jackson. He's like, sorry to keep you waiting. For you, Tim, always a pleasure.
That was good too.
I don't know if they could do a sequel justice, but it might be good to see.
It's horribly unrealistic.
What?
I know.
Get out of town!
I know. This probably knocks you over with a feather. I was thinking her and Jason Bourne should hook up.
Ooh.
I think they're both. Oh, wait, no. She's got a man. It's too bad. But they're both spies who had their identity erased for a while. Well, not erased, but like amnesia. There we go. That's what I was looking for. I think both by a bullet to the head, right?
Isn't that what happened? No, he got shot in the chest.
Who did?
Jason Bourne.
He got shot in the chest?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Don't you remember the ship doctor when they fished him out of the ocean in the first one? They were pulling bullet holes out of his torso?
Clearly, I don't remember.
Did they ever explain why he lost his memory because of that? Is it just because of the water?
Probably blood loss.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, that can cause you to lose your memory?
Well, yeah. Blood is what's bringing oxygen to your brain, and brain needs oxygen to keep shit together.
I just never. I always think of, you know, amnesia as head trauma.
No. You just any sort of shock and trauma can also cause like a mental block. Plus, they kind of established that he'd already been pretty much head fucked.
Yeah.
By like everyone that worked with him.
I was also thinking the chick from Long Kiss Goodnight, Charlie, I can't remember the character's last name, and Jason Bourne would be a good tan fight. But then I thought, no, it probably wouldn't. Jason Bourne.
Oh, yeah. Jason Bourne.
However, speaking of tan fights,
ooh,
look what I did there. It's time for the tan fights, bitches!
We didn't even know this one in advance, or just I didn't.
I know, I didn't tell you guys it ahead. Oh, I think I only texted Andy that. I was like, because he was texting me about a joke for my act that you think might work.
I think you might be able to do something with it. I don't know if it works.
I'm just not sure. He was saying, you know how I do, Noah, this is for Noah's benefit. You know how, before we get to the tan fight, you know how I do that joke about you can only wear an I Love Nerd shirt if you actually love like a nerd, and then I give examples of nerdy things?
Uh-huh.
So Andy's joke was like, if he likes to do it Konami style, up, down, left, right, A, B, and start.
That's funny.
And like, you know, do sort of motions with your hips while you're doing all that. And I'm not doing the Konami code right, but I'm also dealing with a fussy infant.
Her breast could be the BA start.
I think that's what Andy said.
That's exactly what I said. Actually, I imagined a great big thrust from the bottom as the start, but DA was definitely the nipples.
Great minds think alike.
Yep. I had also come up with an alternate that I sent to Tim and tried out on my wife, and actually got a laugh from her on this one, which was that you use the Konami code on your wife to unlock your son.
Not as funny.
I'll let her know you said that. She'll hate you for a little while.
That's okay.
Yep.
We'll get past it.
With you. So anyways, tan
back
fight.
To the tan fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for Monday Night Tan Fight!
So I was going through a bunch of different things. I was like, oh, what should I do? This? And then that was one of them, the Bourne versus Charlie. And then I was thinking Homer Simpson versus the Family Guy dad, Peter Griffin. But then I was like, nah, I like Homer Simpson better, but I have a feeling Peter Griffin would win, so I don't want to do that tan fight.
Tim only wants to pick ones where he knows the guy he likes will win.
Yep, I like to make them loaded. Actually, I'm not sure if this one will, but I've decided, because I was doing a Google search last night for pictures of the Marx Brothers, and fucking Google said, did you mean the Three Stooges? And I said, no, fucking Google, I did not mean the goddamn Three Stooges. They are completely fucking different. And so, I submit to you, the Three Stooges versus the Marx Brothers.
Now, to establish, is it the Three Stooges, or is it all the people who've ever played a stooge?
I'm just going to go with, yeah, you only get one. Is it Curly? Curly.
There's Curly Joe, Shemp, Larry, Moe.
Yeah, it's Larry, Moe, and Curly. That's all you get.
Okay.
Wait, how many Stooges were there?
There was a bunch of different Curlys, weren't there?
Sorry.
Well, there was one guy that was called Curly Joe, and he was a separate Stooge, I think.
Like, how many total, like, you just said Shemp, right?
Yeah, I think there was five total Stooges.
Okay.
But there's only ever three at a time, yes?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And one of them died during production of something, and... Or no, they were back when they would produce a bunch of them at once. And so they were midway through, and so they just replaced him with another dude whose back was to camera all the time.
That's how you do it.
And finished all five of the movies.
And there's only three Marx Brothers, right?
There's actually four Marx Brothers.
Oh.
Ah, it was Shemp who died of a heart attack.
All right.
So who are the four Marx Brothers?
There's Groucho, Chico, and Harpo, which are the ones everybody thinks about. Uh-huh. And then there's Zeppo, who is kind of like the non-zany, who's sort of like the straight man of the Marx Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Which is funny, because his name is Zeppo, which is arguably the weirdest.
And so there's going to be four against three?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, but the Stooges were more known for their physical comedy.
I think we know who Tim wants to win.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
I'm saying the Stooges know how to hit and take a hit.
Yeah, that is true. Although I would think the Marx Brothers could outsmart them somehow.
I agree.
Was Groucho the only smart one?
Chico was pretty smart. Harpo was incredibly smart. Crafty, I guess I should say.
Okay. Yeah, wasn't Harpo always silent, too?
Yeah.
Was Harpo ever played by a girl?
Lucille Ball played him on a sketch, but like Harpo always played Harpo. Oh,
yeah, okay. And they did like a fake mirror thing. You know, two actors, whatever that improv-y thing is.
Yeah, well, Harpo was trying to escape from Groucho's... house, and he smashed into a mirror, so then he dressed up like Groucho to make him so that when Groucho came looking for him, he pretended to be the mirror. Very funny scene. If I can find it, I will link it here.
No, I was saying that in the episode of I Love Lucy.
Oh, they did that. They did that same thing?
Bit. Yep.
Ah,
he and Lucy did.
Interesting. I still prefer the scene in Duck Soup.
Alrighty.
Alright.
All right, so,
I have never been a fan of the Three Stooges, so obviously I'm biased, but like...
What?
I was when I was a kid, but I liked a lot of stupid things when I was a kid.
Did
my son is screaming at my wife and crying, probably because she took something away or whatever, told him no, but I can hear him out there screaming, I love you!
That's how you do it.
2.5 years we waited to get him to say, I love you, and now it's just being screamed at her like he's pissed off.
I love you, goddammit!
Oh, by the way, Tim?
Yes?
Pro tip, if you're having problems getting your kid to actually say the words, I love you, just withhold food for a little while. Works like a charm.
Good to know.
So anyways, students.
Just break them down.
Yep.
Like, you don't get that titty until you say, I love you.
Now, here's my thing about the Stooges. Like, supposedly, you know, the argument would be that they would be better in a fight because they're so good at fighting each other. But it doesn't seem like their fighting style actually causes any damage as much as it should. Like, I saw them rub a saw up some guy's head, and he was fine.
Yeah. And
that should cut you.
And also the eye gouging. Like,
yes! And they're always slapping and donking each other on the head with big mallets.
Well, do we want to look at it from a realistic standpoint or from a slapstick standpoint?
Let's go slapstick. Why not?
Okay.
Even though it means my guys might lose.
Either slapstick standpoint, yeah, of course, you're not really going to want to hurt the person.
That's what I think. They don't actually want to hurt each other, so they're actually going easy on each other. But if they were ever in a real fight, like, say, with the Marx Brothers, they'd be fucked.
Well, I think it's more that, not trying to hurt each other, I think it's just more for the audience, not for each other.
Hmm.
Like, I think, you know, they want the audience to believe, oh, he's kind of hurt, but not too bad, because we don't want you to freak out and be like, I don't want to watch this thing anymore. He just saw that guy in half.
Blood is spurting everywhere. I also should mention, we don't know what Harpo is hiding in his trench coat. He's always got something up. He's like that dude from Parker Lewis.
That is true.
I miss that guy. I remember Coop.
Kubiak.
Wasn't that his name? Coop.
You mean Kubiak? Eat Now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember he was on ER for a while. Well, yep. I remember because I wasn't watching.
He's been on a bunch of stuff, actually. He was on Northern Exposure, I think.
He exposed his Northern. You know what I'm talking about?
No,
he was in an episode or two of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
So, Marx Brothers. So, were the Marx Brothers ever violent?
Yeah, they would fight.
Oh, okay. Like, punch each other? What would they do?
They would usually fight with somebody else, or somebody else would be trying to get them to do or stop doing something, and they would have to fight their way out. But usually they would just trick their way out.
Interesting.
There are tricks.
But they never fought Ghost and Frankenstein and Dracula, right?
They never did what?
Fought Ghost and Frankenstein and Dracula.
Are you thinking of Abbott and Costello?
Maybe
yes,
I am.
Yes, he is.
Three Stooges never fought those guys?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, never mind then.
Not to my knowledge. Wow. According to Wikipedia, there were seven? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Stooges.
Jesus. That's a lot of Stooges.
Yeah,
on a recent Doug Lee movies, a guy told a story about him auditioning for the Three Stooges movie.
Yes.
And how he put down one of the Stooges, and the guy who was auditioning for was related to that person.
And he was related to the other one.
Yep. So it's like, I didn't get that job.
Wow.
It was just funny, because they told the other story about him leaning on the some railing.
Oh, right.
And then he mouthed off to the guy. It turns out like that guy was like the creator or the producer of the show. He's like, all right, I'm just going to leave now. Anyway.
Funny. Shit-talking may feel good, but it gets you in trouble.
Because you never know who exactly you're shit-talking to.
I was going to shit-talk last night at Sonic, but I decided against it.
To who?
Because we pulled in and to one of the stall things, and they're like, hey, can you use the drive-thru? I was like, ugh. So then I go through the drive-thru, and while the person in front of us is apparently taking forever to get their order ready, they come out to our car, still not up to the window yet, and then give us the food. I was like, yeah, I was going to say, like, yeah, good thing we went to the drive-thru so you didn't have to come out of the you fucking idiot.
I don't know why, and I'm trying to be better about it, but I used to get so angry when people would take so long at the drive-thru. I mean, it's a fucking drive-thru. It should be fast.
Fuck, I was at the ATM the other day. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
People like to balance their whole fucking account on the... like, fuck, why are you pressing so many buttons? You should only be pressing
a few
buttons.
$40. Press it. It's one button.
But yeah, I'm trying to be more relaxed.
Are you trying to do a hostile takeover of some company? You can't fucking do it. It's an ATM.
Oh, the worst is... So, there
I'm
is...
hacking the Matrix.
There's a drive-thru ATM near my house, and there's a walk-up one. And fucking people will park blocking the drive-thru one and then walk over to the walk-up one. Like, I guess the person who's in the drive-thru already is taking too long, so they will block the drive-thru so no one else can go through, and then they'll block the walk-up one because they're using it.
Wow.
I'm like, how do you be that douchey? Like, how does that make seem okay in any world?
People are assholes.
Yep.
Mike, just take a second.
Those people would not do that in front of my brother's old truck. He had one of those great big cow pushers that was, like, welded on to the unibody frame of the rest of the truck. He could hit anything with that bumper.
And they could be sued.
No, I mean, they can get his license plate before he gets out of there.
And it's a hit and run. Yeah, that's even better.
Yep.
Yeah. It sounds like it's a pretty distinctive truck.
Yeah.
Based on the few episodes of CSI I've seen, they'll probably be able to fucking hunt him down.
Not where he lived.
Big cow pushing balls on them. Yeah, yeah, sounds pretty neat. I think we'll be able to track that down.
Oh. My brother lived in redneck land. Everyone had trucks like that.
It's funny. I still laugh.
Little old ladies getting out step stools to climb up into their big white trucks.
That never happened.
Nope, never did.
I knew it. I could smell a lie.
So, Marx Brothers?
Of course you can, Pigeon Man.
So, okay, here's what I think. I think Harpo and Chico take out Curly and Larry. Mo takes out Zeppo, but then eventually the remaining brothers take out Mo, and Marx Brothers win.
Any particular way they take them out? Like, do they outsmart them? Do they outfight them?
Well, I think once they've... I don't remember Larry or... Just, again, I didn't really watch the Stooges a lot, but I don't remember... Especially Curly. I remember being not very bright at all.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure they could take him. And Mo was the only one I think you have to be worried about, but once you outnumber him 3-1, he's done for.
Was Mo particularly smart, or was he just smart comparatively?
Yeah, he's smart comparatively. But he was also, I'd say, the most violent of them.
Yes. He dished out the most, but I think you're underselling how much time Curly would be able to tie up the Marx Brothers.
Harpo has something in his trench coat that'll take Curly out.
You got a nuke in there? Because that dude can clearly take damage.
He's just going to have a bacon sandwich. He'll have a heart attack.
That was Shemp.
Whatever. The joke is still funny.
Okay.
Whatever. Curly died. Didn't at least one Curly die?
I'm pretty sure they're all dead.
I meant before the Stooges were even over.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure some of them died. And when I looked it up, there was a Curly and a Joe and a Curly Joe.
Whoa.
So there's a possibility that they have the ability to reanimate corpses.
So, or fucking Curly is just going to ditch the fight. Fuck it. This is too hard. I'm quit. Which, in fairness, Zeppo might do as well.
No, see, what's going to happen is they're going to take out Curly and Joe's going to show up. And they're going to take out Joe, and then Mo, the mad scientist, is going to stick Curly and Joe together and make Curly Joe the Destructor.
So, you know what? They'll form together like the Constructicons and just fucking tear shit up.
Until Grimlock airdrops on them and says, "Me, Grimlock, kick butt."
I always wanted the Dinobots to form into one big monster or one big robot.
Do you guys remember the episode of the Transformers where the Autobots were pretending to be the whatever bad car Decepticons and they like magnetically stuck to each other? But then they fell apart as soon as they started to try to fight like that?
No. Nope.
Yeah, it really showed a really obvious weakness in their... In the giant robot versus giant robot matches, which is the Autobots had giant robots, the Decepticons had giant robots, but the Decepticons had giant robots.
They had more giant robots?
Well, they took giant robots and made even more giant robots out of them. Giant-er robots.
I like the idea of giant robots.
Does it make you a little horny?
A little bit.
All right, well, I'm gonna buck the trend. I'm going to go with Stooges.
Because
I really do think that they can just soak the damage up.
I think Moe's a smart one. The other two just seem dumb as dirt, right?
I don't know about Larry, but definitely Curly seems dumb as dirt.
So I'm wondering, like, if they take Moe out, he seems like the leader, right?
Yes, Moe's very clearly the leader.
Would they just fall apart?
Yeah, because I don't think the Marx Brothers... Like, if you take out Groucho, the other two still function fine on their own.
But maybe Moe's the only one holding the other ones back. You know, he's crushing their spirits.
He's like the leash...
Yes, he's the leash that restrains them, and if you take Mo out, then the other two just go into a berserker
just fucking
rage.
Go
and,
buck wild.
Yep.
Go into a roid rage, PCP.
Yep, or, you know, bathtub whiskey, whatever it was they had back in those days.
Moonshine.
Bathtub whiskey.
And they were big fellas.
Yep.
The Marx Brothers seemed so small.
Yeah, I'm going to stand by my choice of Stooges. I think the Stooges are going to make duck soup out of the Marx Brothers.
You know what? Stop your monkey business.
Oh, see, now we're doing the puns.
It's just a bunch of horse feathers.
You make me a liar. Why do you make me a liar? I'm going to go with Stooges.
Son of a bitch.
I just think they're The Marx Brothers could try outsmart them, but the fucking Stooges would just roll over them.
Three Stooges surprise butt sex.
Whoa, no. That'd be a totally different movie. That'd be like on King.com, they have that. Whoever's the winner gets to fuck the other person.
What?
Oh, on King.com, they have ladies wrestling.
Kink.com.
I thought you said King Kong.
Yes,
King Kong had that. What, like King Kong fucks Godzilla at the end of that movie?
Yeah, you see that?
That was my Godzilla.
Right. Oh, by the way, someone was asking about the website, which we did. I'm pretty sure we said it when I told the story, but in case you're wondering, it's kink.com.
There you go.
I looked like a couple days ago, and I did not see the video up. So there you go.
Alrighty. So here's a big question. Now that the Stooges have won, could Superman rape them?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Why not? Yes.
The Stooges have no magical powers or even superpowers. They are fucked, literally, by Superman.
They might poke Superman in the eyes.
Won't affect him.
Yep. Maybe they'll just be so stupid and funny he'll start laughing and he won't hope to get to rape them.
Oh, these pratfalls and hijinks.
Oh, you silly clowns.
What is that so much for? I don't even remember. Oh, well, along my weary way.
I think Superman could throw a pie hard enough to take your head off, though.
That would be awesome.
That would not be as funny, though. Or slapsticky.
What? Depends on who's watching. If it's someone who hates the Stooges, that's hilarious.
Do you really hate the Stooges?
No.
Okay.
Well, he does now because they just killed all the Marx Brothers.
Whatever.
That's not what they do. What the fuck was I doing?
Well, before the next...
If we're going to do a tan fight based on funniness, Marx Brothers wins hands down.
I'll go with that.
All right, then.
I'm going to say if it was a comedy show, Battle of the Bands style, I'll take Marx Brothers. But that's not what we're here for. We're here for blood.
I agree.
Fuck you, Stooges.
All right, then. Speaking of which, we need to go back over at some point the old tan fights and decide if Superman could rape the victor.
Yes, I had said that was a feature we should add to tan fights. Could Superman rape the winner?
And I had said that we needed to do it retroactively. This is Tim's idea, by the way, but mine was to go back and settle the score for all of them.
The hardest will be the first one, because it was Superman versus Darth Vader, and Superman won. So, could Superman rape himself if he wanted to?
Yes.
All right, let's just recap what Noah just said. Superman can rape Superman. However, according to Noah, Superman cannot rape Noah.
Nope, he can't rape me.
Bullshit.
Noah's got those kryptonite suppositories, remember?
That's right.
Hope the colon cancer was worth it, Noah.
It was. It was. My God, it was.
All right, well, shall we wrap this up so that Noah can disconnect and, I don't know, be bored to tears? Whatever it is you do.
It's going to be some more reading. Books. Whoa.
You know what I'm going to do?
I'm going to go for a bike ride.
I'm going to bring up porn on my laptop and play video games on my television while I call somebody on my phone.
Good for you.
I'm going to offset. I'm going to be your carbon offset for the world of electronic entertainment.
So barbecue tomorrow, Tim?
I'm going to go into my kitchen and turn my blender on right now.
Oh, I hate you, Tim.
All right.
You tease us about this new fancy grill they installed and you want to grill.
Do you
want to
come
meat.
Over? I'll check with the wife.
I'm just fucking with you.
Then you can shut the fuck up.
No one just wants to come over and see her breastfeed.
Well, that show doesn't happen.
Oh, it happens.
Dillhole.
Tim doesn't advertise it, but it costs $5.
Hurry, seats fill up fast.
Tell him Noah sent you.
There's only two seats.
Oh!
All right, I've had enough of you ninny hammers.
I get what Andy did there.
I'm evil.
Alright,
bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast.
My wife is mocking me.
As well she should. Why is she sitting there?
She's breastfeeding the infant.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
So her titties out while we're recording TanCast.
Really, Noah?
You said it!
I didn't say you had to bring up titties.
What is breastfeeding? You can't do it from fabric as far as I know.
It's not out. I can't even see it from where I am. But there's a baby head in front of it.
It's out.
Yes, but eventually that baby head will move, and then titties!
I'm not going to share anything else with you two.
Okay, but can you do us a favor?
No.
Can you describe for us the titties?
No! Jackal.
Check your kid's lips for titty residue.
What the
Has she let you taste it yet?
Oh, God. We're done.
You know, that was odd. I was watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where some kid is suckling on a woman's breast. And I'm like, wait, is that her kid? I'm like, is that child pornography? What's going on? Like, I mean, I guess not, because it's a kid and, you know, it happens. But it just seemed odd to see it on television.
That is pretty odd. I haven't made it to that episode yet.
It's coming up.
In fact, I think I've watched the first episode.
Ah, and yeah, also, well, you got a few episodes before that comes up.
No further episodes.
Something to look forward to.
Indeed. There's a lot of titties in that show.
Oh, yes. A lot of, you see some bush, too?
Yeah.
A lot of hot ladies.
Yep. I assume it's on PBS?
Yeah. Yep. PBS. Elmo sticks his Muppet hand of a girl snatch.
This is the ass. La, 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 la. Elmo's ass. Let's all go inside.
Sometimes when you laugh, you remind me of the Count.
One Muppet ass joke.
Two breastfeeding titties.